This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Tech Talk. Malaysia recorded the highest e-commerce growth in the region in 2020. These findings and more were revealed in a recent research report by Temasek, Bain & Company and Google titled Economy Southeast Asia 2020 Report. Mark Wu, Managing Director of Google Malaysia, is here to share some Malaysia-specific insights from the research report and how developing these areas can help Malaysia chart a positive path forward in 2021. Happy New Year, Mark.
Happy New Year.
All right. So, you know, a very interesting report there. But moving forward to 2021, what are some trends that you foresee to continue from 2020?
So, you know, 2020 is, you know, it's quite a year.
It's a year
that will be extremely memorable for, you know, a host of great and not so great reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can all agree that the pandemic has made all Malaysians think and act differently.
Right.
And mostly for me as a Malaysian heading up a tech company, it's created some notable new norms.
Mm-hmm.
We can sit here for hours listing down a bunch of things, but I'll focus on three.
Right.
Education, e-commerce, as well as mental well-being.
Right.
So number one on e-commerce, you know, prior to the pandemic, I've always had the opinion that Malaysia and countries along the equator
mm-hmm.
will reach a relatively low e-commerce penetration rate.
Mm.
I stand corrected.
Right.
Because in our latest e-economy report, e-commerce growth rate in Malaysia was the highest in the region being Southeast Asia,
mm-hmm.
growing at 87% year over year.
Right.
And majority of the growth was driven by Malaysian consumers who were new to digital services. One out of three of them were new to digital services.
Mm.
And majority of the growth was also driven from outside Klang Valley.
Right.
So I'm confident that this trend will continue to grow with the impetus from the private and public sectors.
Okay.
And number two on education. So education carried on. So the lights were on during the pandemic.
Mm.
Majority of it was done through online platforms such as G Suite for Education, Classrooms, and YouTube. In our prior years working with the Ministry of Education, we've rolled out, you know, Classroom, for example, to over now 3 million students and teachers nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And at the rate of the situation out there, you know, we can predict that as many as 5 million students and teachers will eventually sign up by the end of 2021.
Right.
Will we move to a purely online model? Probably not,
yep.
But a hybrid approach going forward to teaching and learning and most importantly, having access to a wide range of curriculum online is likely here to stay.
Mm.
And lastly, I would say, so this is not part of the e-economy report,
right.
But you know, it's on mental well-being.
Right.
I believe this area of focus by companies large and small in Malaysia, as well as you know, individuals, right, has been severely underrated
mm-hmm.
and underinvested.
Mm.
Being able to continue to be productive at home, you know, with kids screaming, with a non-ergo setup, facing screens the whole day, you know, have taken a real toll on all of us.
Right.
And we entered the pandemic thinking that this whole work from home situation may be temporary.
Mm.
But as companies and individuals slowly realized that the work from home model will not only be an option, but very much part of the work culture going forward.
Mm.
The importance of taking care of our mental well-being, our employees' well-being, will be a critical part of any company's people strategy going forward.
Right. You know, so that's very interesting. And we'll get into that one as well, because, you know, you touched on a couple of points because we all had to work from home. Yes, it does take a toll. Let's go back to e-commerce, right? And you're saying that driven by areas outside of Klang Valley, right? What were some stories that you saw? What were some examples you saw?
A great example would be, I like to use this example. It's this company called Langit Collective.
Mm.
It's a social enterprise focused on
I buy from
direct
them.
Farm.
Okay.
Oh yeah, me too. Okay. I buy my rice from them.
Yeah.
It's it's meaningful, right? Because they are a social enterprise focused on direct farmer to consumer agricultural products. Mm-hmm. They source it from East Malaysia.
Yes.
And they were one of the many enterprises that got hit hard early last year.
Right.
But kudos to them because they swiftly changed their product lineup, mm-hmm. Increased their presence online even more, dug deeper into the e-commerce analytics to cater to their customer needs.
Mm. Okay. All right. So when you look at what's happened in Malaysia, you know, what can Malaysian businesses do to pivot quickly to digital? I mean, in Langit is a great example. And again, you know, when we say pivot quickly to digital, they are often resource constrained, i.e. money.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What can they do? What can everyday Malaysian businesses do just to get started on this, you know, digitalization journey?
So I think, you know, first and foremost, each business needs to understand the need to pivot, given, you know, external and internal forces. Digital as a platform or digital as a sales channel is arguably a common one that all of us talk about, but having the right product fit is critical as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned about Langit Collective, it's a good example.
Mm.
But more importantly, it is, I would say, the never stop learning mindset for both business owners and their employees.
Mm.
You know, arguably there are now more resources at our fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Think Google search,
mm-hmm.
More things to learn on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we tread along the whole Industrial Revolution 4.0. Mm-hmm. And I know, Freda, you spoke about Kronos and Kairos recently.
Mm, yes.
It resonates with me.
Right.
And my advice is very similar. Mm-hmm. You know, carve out time to continuously learn, be relevant not just for 2021, but for the next decade, because you never know when, you know, that skill set and knowledge will be needed.
Right.
I've said that, you know, doing the same thing and expecting the same results is insanity
mm-hmm.
in a post-COVID-19 world.
Mm.
And at Google, we recognize this and have invested heavily in digital upskilling programs to help businesses, small and medium ones in particular, to get the required knowledge and skills to pivot in the right direction. The program is called Mahe Digital Bersama Google.
Mm-hmm.
So please Google it.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, we're not going at it alone. We have partnered with the likes of MDEC, Air Asia,
right.
Nestle, Lazada to upskill thousands of Malaysians.
Right.
And lastly, I would say that the approach that we're taking is one that is inclusive to all Malaysians.
Mm.
With Nestle and Maggie, for example, we have a program that is tailored to help inspire and upskill thousands of women entrepreneurs.
Mm. Okay. All right. And no, this is the Maggie's Wanita Cukup Berani.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Follow. So very interesting. You also have Google Shopping and Google My Business, right? How does that work?
So Google My Shopping is, you know, we recently made it free for retailers to list products on Google Shopping. So if you type for, you know, a Logitech webcam, right?
Mm.
Not only search results will come out, but a more tailored e-commerce listing will be featured on the search engine results page.
Right.
You know, businesses in other parts of the world have implemented the free shopping ads in addition to paid ads.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw an average of, 2x as many views and 50% more visits to their particular listing on their site.
Right.
SMEs saw the biggest increase, and we're thankful for that. And we're hopeful that the consumer experience on Google Shopping encourages more retailers in Malaysia, not just the e-commerce marketplaces like Shopee and Lazada, to see positive results, especially with, you know, the somewhat intuitive ability for shoppers to input filters of price, brand size, delivery location, other preferences while browsing through Google Shopping.
Right. We'll talk a little bit more about education and mental health right after this. I'm speaking to Mark Wu, Managing Director of Google Malaysia, talking about the Economy Southeast Asia 2020 report. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Good morning, this is Frieda Liu. It is Tech Talk. I'm speaking to Mark Wu, Managing Director of Google Malaysia. We'll talk about their recently revealed research report by Temasek, Bain & Co. and Google, and Economy Southeast Asia 2020 report. Some interesting findings, you know, from that, from the digital, from e-commerce perspective, also in, with education. Maybe we'll want to talk a little bit more about education, right? Because you think, you know, this is... It has changed completely. How do you, you know, see it needing to evolve further this year?
We're still some ways to go, I would say, to nurture the next generation of digitally capable leaders. But I'm hopeful, I'm thankful that foundations are laid in 2020 and before. And that indicates to me a promising future for, you know, our kids and students in the whole of Malaysia. As mentioned previously, we've partnered with the Ministry of Education to roll out a nationwide G Suite for Education and Classroom. The way I see it, this will help in a multitude of ways. So number one is flexibility and adaptability. So tools or mediums that are available to students and teachers can, in a way, tailor to a dynamic curriculum. So if MOE introduces a new math syllabus, the tools can be adapted accordingly to ensure, you know, the highest engagement and learning levels. Our website with MOE called Teach From Anywhere also helps teachers discover the right learning tools for their specific needs if they need to. Number two is on affordability, right? It's in a way our principle not to charge for these enterprise grade products for schools and learning institutions. We want to ensure that they are highly accessible. For example, G Suite for Education and Classroom in all schools in Malaysia are free of charge. We also collaborate with various education partners to provide you know, free professional development programs in Malaysia to help them, you know, onboard even faster for these kind of tools. And lastly, I would say, you know, learning on demand. Everything's on demand, right? Information, entertainment, even purchases of a product like e-commerce. And learning is no different. It shouldn't be any different. And our YouTube strategy in Malaysia has allowed a host of local educators, quality local educators, to flourish in light of the pandemic. So an example would be CikguTube. CikGu, K-O-O, not K-U.
Okay.
Is a great example. It's almost like a crowdsourced platform on YouTube where teachers who are committed and active online create educational videos targeting you know, all segments of the education curriculum.
Right. You know, what's also interesting, right, all these things that this was an initiative that was laid out from before, you know, but adoption definitely became very high last year. Right. I mean, these are initiatives that have started ages ago, but now we just see the relevance, right? And of course,
there is silver lining, I would say, in this crisis.
Right. You know, because it's necessary, right? When we talk about hybrid, so should anything happen again, we know what to do, what to fall back on, right? We're not, you know, left without a walking stick. Now, one industry that's been on the path towards digitalization is news, right? Very close to my heart. So how can news organizations continue to thrive?
So before I get into the specifics, I just want to say that news matters deeply to Google. You know, and informed citizens, Malaysian citizens, through quality and accurate news makes for a stronger society.
Right.
You know, while we recognize the state of news organizations we are in, we are very committed to partner and support them in via various means, right? So number one is, I just want to say that our digital platforms, Search, YouTube and others, allow for the discovery of their news articles and we drive substantial traffic to their sites. Globally, we send 24 billion visits to news websites every single month.
Right.
Number two is, you know, we believe in giving the rod instead of the fish. We have over-invested in training and incentives to help news organizations get better and digital, and to cater to the right experience of their readers. And over the years, we have this amazing program called the Google News Initiative, a training program for journalists that has been well received. And we have also allocated $300 million towards this initiative.
Right.
And lastly, I would say doing and experimenting is arguably the best way to learn and move forward. We have run tech-based programs with news organizations called Innovation Challenge and Data Labs. Malaysia Kini, for example, on subscriptions and doing data optimization with the Star, some of the many examples. So we know that this journey is very much possible. An inspiration would be the New York Times, who recently announced that their digital revenue exceeded their print revenue for the first time.
And interestingly, you talk about New York Times. Their journey began in 95, way before. So it's finally come to that point. But that was the thinking way back when even the internet wasn't sort of mainstream. But it's interesting. It's good to know that, you know, the silver lining in the news area. I want to touch a little bit more on mental health and how, I guess, this all comes together.
So a couple of things, right? We have products in place or features in our products to help us, detach, right, from our phones, for example. So in the Android operating system, there is a feature that allows you to automate, when you want to receive a notification and when do you want to, really switch off, do the digital detachment and spend more time in the physical world. And physical world nowadays, it's the home, arguably with family and friends. So that feature, although it seems small, but it is extremely powerful. So for me, on occasions, I do switch it on.
Right.
And, I get anxiety at first of not receiving notifications or, receiving that vibration on my phone.
Right.
But over time, you realize that, we're not in the business of saving lives.
Right.
So nothing is that pressing.
Right.
And the ability to sort of mentally detach and, spending quality time with the family is, will be beneficial for anyone in the long run. Lastly, I would say it's still a journey for us as an organization. We are constantly looking at this, particularly in this new mode of working environment. We do have a couple of approaches, right? I think we need to be more systematic in the approach that we take at Google, right, or any other companies. We say that well-being is very personal. We can inspire, as leaders of the organization, we can inspire. We can share that where we're going away on holidays. We can share that, or we can not send emails out, right, after working hours. So that's those kind of inspiration. And I think some of... a company-wide initiative or, fun things that we do together is also very important.
Right.
So I'm sure you read the news. We do a company-wide day off on occasion, right? It's a top-down approach. People can still choose to work, but very, very small percentage of people do. But generally, it's, everyone's off. There are no internal emails, right? And you just take a break, right? And then lastly, it's having fun together. I think that's really important. Not talking about work, coming together every Friday, chilling, playing, trivias. We have a what we call a culture club team that tends to organize something every single week. It's fun. It's competitive. We have a leaderboard, right? It builds collaboration. And last but not least, it brings everyone close together when people are not physically together.
Right. And I think that's an important point, right? I mean, trying to just humor, right? And having some fun in the workplace, despite whatever's going on, right? Because and it's using technology to do this, right? Because we can't physically be together. Mark, thanks for, spending time with us this morning. I've been speaking to Mark Wu, Managing Director of Google Malaysia, talking about a research report by Temasek Bain & Co. and Google. You've been listening to Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.